Oh my gosh, Kim Go-eun. Siya talaga ang ano, star nito. Are you a shaman in real life? Ang understanding ko sa mga shaman, they imbibe like a spirit eh. Diba? Parang may ganun siya. She was fully immersed in it. I'm like, paano kaya yun after? Gano'ng kadaming salt ang kailangan niyo itapon?
<What's he
saying? laughs> 1, 2, sarang! Hey!
Annyeong. This is Monica.
Annyeong. This is Trency.
Annyeong. This is Bia.
Horror?
Wow, horror? Ganun klase ng horror talaga yon?
Welcome to another episode of One to Sarang!
Hey!
Hi!
O diba, damang-dama nyo naman sa pag-intro namin na ang pag-uusapin namin ngayon ay love. Wow!
Because love is dark.
Yeah, and scary.
Yeah, and scary.
Generational love.
Ayan. No, but really, kasi diba sa Korea kapag summer, doon nauuso yung mga horror. Kung bakit, di ko rin alam. Alam nyo ba kung bakit summer
hindi ko
horror?
Kasi mainit. So, and you feel like you're in the pits of hell.
Okay, tama naman. Yun ang nararamdaman natin umaga because umaabot ng 40 degrees Celsius yung nararamdaman nating init dahil sa sama ng panahon. But yeah, we're talking about something also scary, just like the heat. Mm-hmm. Scary nga ba? Malalaman natin. Today, we'll be talking about the film called Exuma.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Hi.
Exuma.
Exuma.
Oh, wow. Dracula.
Kaya nga eh. Yun lang kasi yung scary voice na kaya ko. Baka isipin na may Dracula. But no, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this film. As in, sobrang laki nitong movie na to. In fact, it's already on its 7th consecutive, well, mag-8th, going towards the 8th as of recording, consecutive weekend of showing in South Korea. It has already surpassed $80 million in sales. And again, wow, that's just in South Korea. It has been also called the most successful Korean film in certain Southeast Asian countries, particularly in Indonesia and in Vietnam, with more than 2 million moviegoers from each country. So, ganyan. Parang nag-resonate siya. Pag-usapan natin kung bakit kaya nag-resonate din siya dun sa mga culture na yon. And, of course, this film also had a huge premiere. It was premiered at the 74th Berlin International Film Festival last February 16, 2024. Kung hindi nyo pa naririnig yung tungkol dito, anong meron? Bakit? Anong ginagawa nyo sa buhay nyo?
I think okay, kailangan din silang magpa-exuma.
Kailangan nilang i-check kung meron bang mga shadows all around them. Mm-hmm. So we were so lucky because we were able to catch the film yesterday. Hopefully, kapag nalabas namin tong episode na to, ay showing pa rin siya so that you guys could still give it a chance. Kung hindi, eh di mag-fly kayo to Korea. Parang tuloy-tuloy pa rin dun eh.
Correct!
Diba? Why not? Okay.
Easy peasy.
So, correct. So, ang pag-uusapan namin, ito lang, simple lang yung mga questions namin for this episode. First, pag-uusapan namin ang aming mga first impressions. Second, we will be talking about the themes na lumabas dito sa film. And then finally, ang aming one-line review. Papanoorin nyo ba o hindi? Parang ganon ang peg ng aming tanungan for our one-line review. Okay, so talking about this film, umpisa na natin sa kanyang summary. I love the summary in IMDb. It was so short and concise. Ang sabi sa IMDb, "The process of excavating an ominous grave unleashes dreadful consequences buried underneath."
Ooh.
Oh.
Yan. Diba?
But
very
I miss Asian
concise.
Wiki though.
Oo nga eh. Oh. Ano kaya sabi ni Asian Wiki na parang a geomancer. Okay, ayoko naman mag-attempt. Nag-stop na. Hindi na nag-ano.
Hindi na pinilit.
Actually.
Sige, para si Monica may ano, may sasabihin.
Mm. Ah, wala naman. Nakikinig ako. Natutuwa ako. Natutuwa ako sa pelikulang to eh. So, sobrang excited ako sa episode na to.
Akala ko meron kang ano, summary na acting.
Hindi pwede. Kasi parang ang tricky. Actually guys, sinasuggest nila sa akin kagabi na ano mo, ano makeup mo bukas? Maglalagay ka ba rin ng writings on your face?
Correct.
I was seriously like considering it. But I was like, parang merong borders to like, hindi ko alam kung ano mangyari sa akin if I put like Buddhist scriptures on my face. Like,
that's
is
true.
It, I mean, it's also... can be, it is disrespectful too, and alam mo yun, parang it's I didn't want to touch it, so sucks lang tayo today.
Tsaka may hirapan kami makapag-usap sa'yo.
Oo nga.
Kasi ang hirap, last time naka-shades ka, ang hirap eh, paano pa kung puro tattoo yung mukha mo, diba?
Sana nalagyan na lang ako, polka dots.
Oo. Or kaya nilagay mo na lang yun in your body.
Somewhere. Correct.
Parang nag-Jungkook ka. Okay, bakit namin pinag-uusapan itong mga tattoo na to? Dahil lumabas yun sa film, pero bago yan, alamin muna natin kung sino nga ba ang cast nitong pelikulang ito. It is led by our foursome na Ghostbusters. Kung ilalagay mo siya sa Western world, parang ganoon ang ginagawa nila. We have, of course, the fabulous Choi Min-sik. He is a geomancer here and his role is Kim Dong-suk. He was also, si Choi Min-sik was also seen in Old Boy, I Saw the Devil, and Nameless Gangster. So, mas Korean films talaga siya. Parang sa K-drama world, wala talaga akong makita. Kaya pala, hindi siya familiar sa akin as someone who doesn't really watch a lot of Korean films. Ayan. And, grabe, ang kanyang actingan talaga dito sa film na to. We also have Kim Go-un. She played the shaman called Hwarim. Of course, you know, we love her so much. We've talked about her in mga episode na napag-usapan namin. Ayan, Little Women. Yun lang pala. Yung episode niya na
pag-usapan natin. But I think we've mentioned her many, many times.
Correct. Napag-uusapan natin.
Yeah, as a big fan of her.
Yes, she was also in Goblin, The King, Eternal Monarch, and Yumi Cells. Yes. At ito na, ang tatuan, ang katawan. San ba tayo kailangan mag-gym para makita din natin ang isang shaman na tatuan. Nagbubuhat lang ng weights. Ang isang Lido yun. He Correct. Played Bonggil. Ah, ito pala. Yung inisinsabi ko na ang dami na naming episodes na napag-usapan siya. The Glory, The Good Bad Mother, Youth of May. Kung hindi naman kami fanay, ewan ko na kung ano kami ni Lido.
Kaya actually, siya ang real reason kung bakit tayo nanood ng Exuma.
Sa totoo.
Sa totoo. Sa ano, diba? Sa kanyang man bun and all those tattoos.
Correct.
Siya nagsabi nun, Malajungkook pa nga siyang
standing. Sabi ni Monica.
What's that what I mentioned in our What Hell You Watching episode?
Yes.
A few episodes ago. Just a few episodes ago. Diba? Tama naman ako, diba?
Yes.
Sending next to you.
Exactly. And grabe, diba? Parang after nating makita yung lumabas yung nag-viral yung video niya sa military na sumasayo na I like it, diba? Tapos biglang, as a shaman, I think, yes.
Correct.
Defend our country. Ganon. Mamaya malalaman nyo kung bakit may defend our country. Kung hindi nyo pa napapanood tong film na to. And then finally, to complete our foursome of Ghostbusters, we have Yoo Hae-jin. He played the Undertaker / funeral director, Ko Yung-gun. And he was seen in Confidential Assignment, A Taxi Driver, The Pirates. These are all films. And suki din siya sa mga variety ni PD na. Nandun siya sa Three Meals a Day and Korean Hostel in Spain. Yes, kaya siya familiar sa akin kasi hindi ko pa siya nakikita sa mga shows na K-drama, K-variety, na film, pero sa K-variety ng PD na. Ayan, ever-present siya. Tapos ngayon ko siya nakita, oh hey, he's serious here. Alam ko naman mag-variety siya dun, di ba? Habang nagdidig ng grave, di ba? Bakit ganon?
Although to be fair, yung character niya was kind of like the comic relief of sorts.
That's true.
So,
he had his moments. It helped us breathe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Yoo Hae-jin. Kaya ka paborito ni PD na. The film is written and directed by Jang Jae-yoon. And his previous films are The Priests and Svaha, the Sixth Finver. So, parang medyo ganun din daw yung vibes ng mga previous films niya. Medyo a little bit about the mga medyo occult films, parang mm-hmm. ganun yung mga peg niya.
Uh-oh.
But according to one review that I saw, that I read, this one, parang dito na, parang naging fully developed yung mga ideas na fina-flesh out niya dun sa mga previous niya na films.
Yeah.
Kaya hello, nag-premiere mm-hmm. nga sa, ano eh, sa Berlin. So, why not? Congratulations sa kanya. So there, that is our episode na joke lang. Ayan ang aming preview about the film. Ngayon, pag-usapan na natin dahil pinanood namin siya kahapon, si Monica, for the second time.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Kayo, ano, did you like it? What did you think about it?
Sige, I'll start. Syempre, coming in, si Mon was all, you know, parang, oh my God, it's so good, let's watch it. Ganyan, so parang, na-exciting kami, alam mo yun. And also, ang dami kasing nagsasabi nga, and the reviews are good, like, sobrang box office hit siya. So, coming into it, talagang, medyo mataas talaga yung expectations ko of the film. And, as also a shaman advocate.
Advocate talaga.
Advocate of the shaman culture, you know, to propagate this very interesting part of the Korean culture. Very interested din naman ako. And also, para makita natin ang manba ni, ano, ni Lee Do-yoon.
Correct.
Sa totoo lang, sa Instagram kasi sobrang daming reels na ganun lahat. Para ko like, alam mo, sige na nga, manood na ako ng Exuma for you. Okay. And then, coming into it, syempre horror, di ba? But I didn't expect it to be parang milder. I was kind of actually expecting it to be like really in your face kind of horror uh-huh. situation. But it ended up na, yun nga, parang it had like a deeper message to it that I feel like we're gonna discuss later.
Yes.
So, dun ako natuwa about it, na parang they packaged it, na parang horror siya, but there's, a, parang tinahi nila yung story ng Korea into you know, shaman culture and the occult
yeah.
and all that stuff. So, I was pretty happy about that. Because, I mean, like, it a film that makes you want to talk about it for hours
yeah.
is a
yes.
great film. And that's
yeah.
what happened to us, right? After
yeah.
natin manood, parang ang tagal nung discussion namin about it.
Correct.
Kasi parang we were also, it made us curious about the shaman culture, it made us curious about Korean history, kasi ang daming history din na pinasok doon. Alam mo yun, nag-google kami,
mm-hmm.
like we wanted to know more about what happened in the film. So
yeah.
I really loved that. May mga parts lang that I didn't like. I felt like, sabi ko nga sa kanila na, it felt like it could be a K-drama. You know what I mean? Ang dami
yeah.
kasing mga bits na hindi na-explain ng maayos. Maybe you need a little
exactly.
bit more context. Kasi
yeah.
since,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of it is, you know, embedded na into Korean culture. But they, I mean, if you're gonna show it to an international audience,
exactly.
mas kailangan ng ganung fleshing
correct.
Out of the details.
Yeah.
Basta parang marami
mm-hmm.
siya. And I feel like it didn't help na it's all in chapters. Parang ganun.
Uh-huh.
So parang may ganun akong na-feel.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. And, may sense of disbelief din kasi towards the end eh. So if I'm gonna like spoil it a bit for those who haven't seen it yet and would want to see it, parang towards the end kasi nagkaroon ng parang like otherworldly creature who came in and I didn't expect that. So medyo
yeah.
whoa, na-jar ako ng slight. But it
yeah.
was important in the storyline, but as an audience member, medyo something about how they parang slid that into the story kind of didn't like rest well with me, you know what I mean?
Yes, agreed.
Uh-oh. I'm still trying to figure out why, but
yeah,
ayun. So, but on the overall, was a great film. I mean, like the actors are great, honestly.
Yes.
Like they really carried it out, and their whole dedication to, you know, showing the shaman culture, parang nga siyang shamanism extravaganza. As in, parang yung
your
feeling
gems,
ko parang
an
oh,
expo
oh, may,
ganyan shaman
diba?
Expo
oh shaman expo parang like ano kayang bagong ritual ang pwede nating ipasok sa part na to ng film parang
okay.
may ganun siyang feel. So natuwa naman ako sa dedication ng cast doon, and of course like they're all great freaking actors, so of course
yes.
nagawa nila ng maganda. So yun, but on the overall, I enjoyed it. May mga certain bits lang ako na I'd hoped was better executed.
Yeah.
Ayun, yun lang naman. That's
agreed.
It for me.
Agreed. Since sabi ni Mon, siya yung magla-last. So, ano na, sundot na ako sa sinabi mo. Like, I feel like ang dami ngang mga lacking in terms of storytelling. Like, parang I look at it, kahit na dinivide niya into like 5 chapters, diba?
Yeah.
Pero para sa akin, honestly, it could have been like 2 arcs, basically. The first arc is yung story ni grandfather, yung unang grave na kanilang inexhume. And then, the second is that the anima, yung inexhume na parang double pala yung, ano, yung burial na nangyari dun sa site na yun. Like, the first arc was great because even if we're only just a little bit familiar about some of the rituals that they do, meron kasi tayong siguro familiarity about it, that's why we could relate to it. And it was also set up well. Parang maganda kasi yung pagka, parang naintindihan mo, parang coming in na, kunwari, wala naman ako alam kung paano ba yung mga ritual-ritual na yan. There was a bit at the start na parang, okay, ito yung trabaho niya, ganito yung ginagawa niya. Para sa culture na to, mahalaga sa kanila na kumakain yung patay. Parang may ganun ka ng understanding. Parang klaro sa'yo na ito yung nangyayari per family. Pero yung second arc, yung bigla na lang siyang naging lumaki. It's not about the family anymore. It became about the whole country now. Mm-mm. And there were so many things na hindi man lang na lay down ng konti. Kasi hindi mo naman kailangan ng full explanation. I would like to think that we are intelligent moviegoers. We watch a lot of K-dramas. They don't need like an explanation like, okay, Japanese ghost 1, 2, 3. We didn't need that. But even just a good setup to it, for us to be able to fully understand it as it was unfolding before you. Yun dun ako na-frustrate dun sa second part. Kasi, madami kasi, kunwari, may mga films na naiintindihan mo na yung story at a very shallow level. And then later on, ma-realize mo, oh my gosh, kaya pala ganun. Yung parang may ganun kang discovery. Ito kasi, dun sa second arc, hindi mo na nga siya na-gets. Tapos parang, okay, kaya pala. Parang naging afterthought siya kasi nag-research ka. So, dun ko na feel na lacking yung second part for me. But yes, all in all, oh my gosh, Kim Go-eun. Like, grabe talaga siya dito sa film na to. I was so impressed by her. Like, obviously, si Lee Do-hyun naman, matagal na akong nagpa-fangirl sa kanya. Pero si Kim Go-eun talaga, para sa akin, yung bright spot nitong film na to. Yeah. And so, everything is so well made. Like, all the execution, yung mga, the way it's a horror film, diba? So, parang may mga parts na ano. Everything was well executed. Pero si Go-eun kasi, iba yung command niya. Parang pagpasok pa lang niya, basta nasa eksena siya, wala. Siya talaga. Siya talaga ang ano, star nito. Are you a shaman in real life? Like, but, diba, we were also talking about how scared we were for her. Like,
yeah. For them in general.
Yeah, diba? Pero like ako, kasi ang understanding ko sa mga shaman, parang they imbibe like a spirit eh. Diba? Parang may ganun siya. So like, it's so scary to be acting that because papaano, hindi ka naman na-arte na half-half lang, lalo na how she did it.
True.
She was fully immersed in it. I'm like, papaano kaya yun after gano kadaming salt ang kailangan niyo itapos?
Kasi diba? Gano kalakas diba? Ang pagkundira ng salt sa mga katawan nila.
Saka, right? Parang, so ano yun, meron talaga siyang acceptance na for sure meron siyang matatap na spirit or something.
Exactly, kasi, diba?
I mean, to say yes to that assignment, it's huge, diba? And scary. Exactly. Parang you kind of need to be a certain kind of strong person to accept that, I guess. So, sobrang nakakahanga talaga.
As in, grabe talaga siya dito. As in, kung paano siya, kasi syempre nakilala ko siya as ingenue sa Goblin, tapos biglang naging strong, independent woman siya sa Little Women. Tapos dito parang, girl! Tapos kapag nag-chant siya, diba, parang, ay! Cynthia Alexander. Kasi di ba parang pag nagchachan, di ba usually parang wala sa tono yung mga nagchachan, pero siya may earthiness.
Grace Nono, who's actually you know, who really studies that culture, our local culture, our equivalent shaman culture.
Diba? Babaylan, ganun. I love it. So yun, basically, that's what I think about it. Kim Go-eun, big check. In terms of execution, arc 1, check. Arc 2,
Actually, funny. I mean, so marami ako na babasa nga si review na a lot wish na hanggang arc 1 lang kasi parang ma-accept na nila yun. And it was a really decent first part, diba? Like, yes. The generational haunting, it's very, and it was already political because it's basically the family not honoring na the, ano, Grandpa Park. Kaya, I mean, they moved to the US. So, kumbaga, iniwan nila sa Korea yung lolo nila. Kaya, hinahunting sila and wants, kaya galit na galit sila and he wants to take them back. Kasi nga, hindi siya nabigyan ng honor na in their culture is very important. Like, yung afterlife, diba? So, sobrang solid nun. And even like, for international viewers, I feel like that's already enough fuel to make a great story, to make a great film. But ayun nga, madaming super nag-question about them pushing it forward pa to the anime plot. Na, yeah. Ang feeling ko naman doon, actually, nung first, hindi ko siya masyado ding naintindihan. But I was so immersed with how much I really appreciated the film because it opened doors for me in terms of the shaman culture. Because, like, when we saw it, we saw bits of it, like, say, in, what do you call this? The Glory, and ano yun yung kay Song Inguk? Ano yung pina... Ano yun?
Ah, kay So In-guk.
So In-guk, sorry.
Gosh, favorite basta, ng husband ko yung that, ano
that,
na yun.
That
yun.
Show shaman, and stuff like that. It's all very... May pagka daily spiritual needs siya. Kind of level of shamanism. Pero ito, iba. Parang pangangailangan talaga siya ng 1%.
Yes.
Yun, nabuksan nga. It's like, it really felt like I opened the textbook. And I wanted to know more. And then, nung dumating siya sa anima-anima plot nga, sa second part, I knew it involved a lot of history that I knew nothing about. That's why I was so confused. Kaya I accepted it na lang and said, and told myself na, I'll just research more. Because like, obviously, the filmmakers, they probably didn't expect to like, that it'll be this big, like, internationally, I guess. Like, you know how some filmmakers, basta you work on the story that you know, that, you know, you appreciate yourself, and then just focus on it, and it's okay. Sometimes it'll hit, it'll be a hit sa international audience, sometimes hindi. But point is, it's nice to, like, focus on what you know, instead of, mayroon din kasi mga filmmakers na, from the get-go, I want this to be an international success. So they kind of like make sure that the story, the script, the casting is palatable to the international, the non-Korean audience. Parang ganun. So, nung time na yun, inisip ko, at least they know that they just want to focus on what they know. And kahit na Korean audience yung inisip nila, like, I applaud that kasi hindi sila, kumbaga, nag-suck up to be bigger, like a bigger kind of film that they want to be, if ever naging thought man nila yun. But anyway, on the second watching though, parang mas lalo ko siyang nahimay, like parang mas, parang lalo ko siyang mas naisipan, at lalo kong mas nakita ko yung mga little bits na nakatulong din sa curiosity, I guess, like, pero hindi ko pa rin din pala alam kung anong ibig sabihin nila, like, kunyari, the head with the snake, the head on the snake, yung parang may sinusulat na writing si, di ba yung nagkaroon ng, nung hinaunt siya ni Giant Ghost, si Lido yun, parang nagsiscribble ng something yung via his finger, si Lido yun habang nakahiga, para magising siya and stuff. Apparently, it's something that people do so that they snap out of it, so that they can get out of that side. Yeah. They can go back to the human
parang
realm.
Grounding.
Parang ganun. Parang grounding siya. So, mas napansin ko na yung mga little bits na nun. At mas na-excite ako. And also, gusto ko lang din, on a side note, na-appreciate ko rin na ang ganda-ganda ng sinehan ng Rockwell, ng power plant. With Atmos pa.
Shout out.
Kasi extra immersive nung experience. Like, Gustong-gusto ko kasi in this film how when they do like the shaman rituals, ang ingay.
You hear it everywhere.
As in, sobrang ingay. Like the gongs, the drums. Ang ingay talaga ng proseso. Kaya extra nakaka-ano siya, nakaka- feeling mo sinasapian ka almost, alam mo yun, kasi ganun yung nagiging resulta ng ganun ka lakas na music na hindi ko na siya naramdaman when I watched it in SM. Hoy, umayos kayo. Pinanood ko kasi siya first sa ano eh, as my son. So yung mga ganun details ba, nakakatuwa na for sure intentional yung mga ganun, yung Atmos experience na nakatulong din sa experience on, you know, appreciating the film more. I wanna ride on what you were saying, Trency, and how we talked so much about the film afterwards. Kasi, like, I mean, kaya ko rin naman siya pinupush for the longest time na panoorin nyo na. Kasi kailangan mo talaga ng kausap. Hindi mo talaga kaya na wala kang kausap about it. It's like a discussion kind of film talaga, which makes it like even great. I mean, I really dig these kinds of films. The ones that, you know, open up conversations talaga. And really open up thoughts. Na shared thoughts pa. And like, together, we were piecing together kung bakit. Baka kasi ganito yung Buddhist culture, kaya ganito-ganito. Baka kasi, ganito kasi yung beliefs ng Eastern cultures, kaya ganito-ganito. It's very, very interesting. And it's always nice to know more about the world. And even better when that knowledge is shared by other people. Like, you shared with other people, diba? So, ayun. Yes, I do like this film. I really like this film a lot. In terms of, like, the changes, I don't know. Although, we keep on saying na sana mas hashed out nga yung second part of the film. For me, and feeling ko dahil ako lang din to, like, dahil mahilig talaga ako sa research. At dahil napa-research ako ng bonggang-bongga afterwards. Okay lang sa akin na hindi ko naintindihan yung anima-anima na yun. Alam mo yun? Parang, like, I'm sure, definitely, hindi naman lahat ng tao parang ako. So, it would be nice, of course, if it was laid out better. Yeah. But, at least for me, like, I wanna thank the creators, the filmmakers, for getting me back on history books and the history pages because, I mean, suki na ako doon a long, long time ago, like, with Filipino history because of, like, the period films that I've done before. But, like, it's nice. It's always, always nice to, like, you know, look a different direction and check out the history of other places, diba? So,
Super true. Actually, riding on that, just to add, kasi you mentioned nga na parang a lot of people preferred the first arc over the second arc. Sana yung first arc na lang. Ako, I prefer the second arc, honestly. Kasi I feel like it gives the movie weight eh. Kasi yung first kasi parang sure it has like, you know, yung may background siya on politics and not even politics, like, you know, family trauma. Alam mo yan? And then you can see that in all of the horror films.
Totoo din. Diba?
Yun naman yung backdrop ng maraming horror films eh. Like, shared curse. Alam mo yun? Mga parang multo na pumapasa between family members. Bahay na minumulto for years. But the second bit kasi gives it more meaning for me. And even if like I don't understand it so much, parang it makes the film different from all the other horror films out there. Kasi nagkakaroon siya ng mas political angle tuloy. Yeah. It's saying something different na.
Yeah.
Which is for me, sana yun na lang yung binild nila. Para at least dire-diretso na, alam mo yun. Kaya kasi ang haba kasi nung first, parang pang intro lang talaga si Grandpa Parks eh. Para lang mabuksan yung kabaong na kahoy.
Yeah.
In-intro lang siya. So, and they spent so much time on that part.
Exactly.
Sana they just, alam mo yun, ginawa lang segue. Tapos ito pa, di ba sa start nagkaroon pa ng isa pang burial. And that supposedly like to introduce us to that world. Sana hindi na lang yun. Sana si Grandpa Parks na lang yung ginawa nilang intro to that. And then they spent the entire time explaining or showcasing the rest of it. Kasi I would have loved for more information. Kasi the more you have, the more information you also have that they're given to us, the more you can search about it. Alam mo, it makes, you know, Googling easier. Diba?
And like, parang ako, simply the second arc, storytelling-wise, bitin. Wala. Sobrang, it fell flat. Parang, ikwento na lang natin ng maayos. Like, kasi mm-hmm. pwede mo naman makwento kahit na hindi mo naintindihan yung history, tas maiintindihan, magigets mo pa rin yung pinaka ano eh, naging journey eh. But mm-hmm. there are so many things that wala kang, kahit story context man lang, bigla na lang mm-hmm. nag-appear. Oh, so correct. Parang, that's the part that's super lang lacking. Like, mm-mm. I'm also part of the people who love researching after watching a film, even a K-drama, mm-mm. even yeah. Like, simple things. Pero ito
as
kasi
a Reddit
parang,
girly.
Yes, as a Reddit girly, a resident Reddit girly. Dami ko ng karma, ganyan. Pero, yun lang, parang, dun lang ako, parang ngayon, yung pag-search ko is because of frustration. Parang ganun. Yeah. Hindi siya yung parang, correct. Oh my God, ang galing! Gusto ko pang malaman. Hindi tuloy correct. Naging ganun. Parang yun lang. But anyway, I mean, he's a young director. He was born 81. Mm. He's just like 4 years older than me and Mon. So like, yung siguro, ikaw kasi 5 years na siya sa'yo.
Pero, 1 year difference lang, proud ako. Why?
As an 81-liner siya. Pero diba, parang nakita naman natin yung sabi nga, yung progress ng storytelling niya. So, the next one, maybe, baka yun na talaga ma-fully realize na. Kasi maganda naman yung messaging and it's something that resonates and so also very current. And speaking of that, sige, pag-usapan na rin natin yung mga themes na lumabas doon. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, a lot of it was pegged on the Geomancer, who was Choi Min-sik nga. So, and we know that Feng Shui is all about balance and harmony. So, mm-hmm. dito, ayun din, di ba? It was very clear. Or maybe because we're exposed to feng shui, yung five mm-hmm. elements, diba? There's wood, fire, earth, mm-hmm. water, metal. So, kailangan yan in harmony. Pero isa mm-hmm. din sa mga binanggit dun sa movie, I think it was Kim Go-un who said it, na parang, yung humans are the superior beings because we have the balance of the spirit world, because we have mm-hmm. a soul, and we also have an earthly body. As mm-hmm. opposed na, diba, as a shaman na nakikita niya kung na yung spiritual world na naghahanap ng katawan or kailangan nang pumunta sa afterlife, so, mm-mm. parang yun yung ano. Kaya sinabi niyang mas superior beings yung mga humans. Madaming mga scenes and madami ding mga plot that was driven by this. Madaming mga plot points about balance and harmony. Ano sa palagay niyo dito, yung sa imbalance ba na pinakita nila, was it effective in their storytelling? Madami kasi dito sa pinaka-themes nila. Yun nga, na parang kunari, in the real world, hindi... parang may imbalance dito sa family ni Grandpa Park. So, para ma-balance siya, kailangan ma-send tong soul sa afterlife. So, yeah, madaming mga times na pinalabas yon. And one of those true. Na, like what Mon mentioned, was about how they could overcome the anima, which is supposed to be the super superior being na hindi daw talaga kaya, na kahit daw ibang... older generations, because yung si Huarim, her lola is always with her as her spirit guide, if that's what you call it, na sinabi niya na encounter na daw din niya yun dati, pero hindi daw talaga, with the fox eyes and all of that. So, the way that they were able to overcome him is through the Geomancer realizing na, okay, he's made of metal and fire.
Fire.
So, to overcome it, you have to put wood and water, which is actually stronger. So, yun. So, yun yung correct. Balance na ano. Mm-mm. So, what do you guys think about those themes that were used in the film?
Ako, as an overall theme, they were trying to show that eh. Alam mo yun? Yeah. With the politics, alam mo yun, imbalance of like having to cut the tiger in half.
Yeah.
Pero, dun nagkulang for me.
Yeah.
Kasi you can only see one side of things eh. Yeah. But I guess siguro nga context kasi yung kailangan natin for the most part. Kasi hindi mo ma-feel yung imbalance ng buong mundo na yun kasi hindi siya pinakita. For example, like yung North Korean, South Korean thing. Japan versus... Okay, erase. Yung Japan versus Korea. Parang there was no parang terror na pinakita na based on that experience.
Uh-oh.
So walang contrast yung journey ng grupo na to to release that tension. Am I explaining myself correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, so, super gets.
It feels very one-sided. Kung ganun. If we're making balance and harmony a theme of the film. Yeah. Parang hindi niya...
Kasi yung hurt ng Korea lang yung nakikita natin. Parang ganun.
Not necessarily, but what I'm saying is yung hurt hindi natin nakikita. Kasi hindi natin nakikita eh. It's all in context lang eh.
Yeah.
It's all here pero, lang
eh. Oo.
Yeah.
On that though, I feel like that's where pumapasok yung... Kasi pelikula nila to. Parang kumbaga meron silang assumption na kwento namin to, ito yung alam namin, hindi nyo kailangan...
But
naman,
honestly though, I feel like that parang, is... As I go, continue.
Ano siya? Parang them thinking that... Kaya ako nasabi din na baka hindi nila in-expect na wider ang audience nila.
Mm-mm.
Kasi inaakala na ang makakapanood lang ng pelikulang to at I guess makaka-appreciate are those who know, who are Koreans. Mm-hmm. Who really know, who are still carrying like, you know, the pain that the happened pain. Between Japan and called? Korea.
What's that term called? Yung pain na yun. Forget the
basta yung bubog na yun.
Yung bubog.
Parang national consciousness.
National
so, that's why na-feel ko na hindi nila kailangan ni-explain. And I feel like, I mean, very, very valid naman to feel this way. Pero na-feel ko lang din kasi na hindi na naman nila kailangan just because yun nga, parang for them, kwento nila to. Kumbaga, sobrang ano lang tayo. Tayong international audience, like footnote lang tayo sa possibility na mapapanood natin to.
Super, super gets, but I think parang yung nakikita ko rin sa sinasabi ni Trency, parang nabigla lang tayo, nabiglang, oh, ito na pala siya. Parang sana may konti lang, kahit it doesn't have to be a lengthy ano, parang kahit isa lang na nung sinabi siguro na, oh, he sold our country to the Japanese, parang baka may something pa doon na magdadala pa ng konti lang na bigat to propel you to the next part. Parang doon ako nakulangan na parang disconnected
however,
kasi yung part 1 and part 2 eh.
Hindi ko alam ah, pero yung line when he said, nung na-reveal nga that he sold our country to the Japanese, sobrang naintindihan ko na lahat. Hindi ko alam kung dahil super aware ako sa history nila. Pero with that line alone, okay na ako. Parang may solution na in my head, may reasonings na in my head why this was happening. Parang ganun.
For me kasi parang, I mean, we always talk about naman their history of ano. For me, what was lacking is the visual storytelling of it. Kasi parang you cannot always rely on people knowing everything.
Exactly.
Is, I guess, kasi parang honestly for me, I feel like they were really targeting an international audience with this. Nung luwabas pa lang nasa California, sila parang ko like, they were trying to like attract like a bigger audience.
Ay, ako hindi. Talaga. Important sa akin yung America kasi iniwan nila yung grandpa nila sa Korea. Mm. Yun yung reason kung ba't galit si Korea. So, kaya important na as in, umalis sila ng land nila.
Mm-mm. Para kasing ano eh, ang ano kasi, ang showcase ng California eh. Kaya yun yung na-feel ko, sa true.
But we didn't even see California as California.
Pero like, sorry, I'm not contradicting you or anything. I'm just like saying my point of view. So, yung akin kasi parang, yun nga, parang it was like a showcase of that. Lang na parang and like I actually saw like people talking about it pa nga na parang like the mere fact na they also did that parang it's a sense of familiarity for a lot of people to see that so parang mas attractive tulo siya if they did it intentionally okay but if they didn't do it intentionally ito yung result parang may ganun akong nababasa kasi go Pia
ay hindi kasi alam ko na kasi may nabasa ako kanina because ako, personally, I missed the first scene, which was crucial in setting the groundwork for the story.
Uh-oh.
Because apparently, the flight attendant mistook Lee Do-hyun's character as Japanese. May ganung siyang ano. Yun yung kulang natin. Because nandun, parang when we sat down, ako personally, when I sat down and settled down, nandun na sila sa bahay eh. So, na-miss ko kasi yung part na yon. Siguro kung dun pa lang, medyo na-gets ko na okay, this is something bigger. Kasi parang na ano si Do-hyun na parang nag-react daw siya na, I'm not Japanese, I'm Korean. Parang may ganun na, may sense of identity kagad from the start. Siguro yun yung disconnect ko. Okay, ngayon ko lang naalala. It was basically Korea versus Japan for the most part. Na nabigla ako sa gitna na parang saan to nang galing. So, yun
actually,
nga, kasi hindi siya na-set sa akin sa umpisa.
Yung the place na yun,
all
this time. Kasi I was wondering, bakit hindi nyo na-feel? But anyway, ayun lang. Baka yun nga yun. I didn't realize na ganun pala ka crucial yung first line na yun. Kasi nung time na yun, I mean, when I saw that nga, na tapos go on, But Gon still replied in Japanese, like, you know, telling the the flight attendant na, no, I'm Korean, but in Japanese. Diba, humirat ka pa nga, Pia, ay, Trency na, oh, kala ko ba Korean film to? Kasi nagja-Japanese siya nun.
Correct.
Parang, naalala ko, naisip ko nun, hindi ko siya masyadong inisip as like an identity thing. Because, nag-Japanese si Gon, parang inisip ko na lang na, shamans know a lot.
Kasi totoo naman kasi parang, di pero so true, ayun din yung naisip ko nun. Kasi parang, I mean, doon sa mga shaman shows din na napanood ko, if they needed like a stronger shaman, they would usually get from Japan. Kasi they have like, and then may napanood pa ako, what show was this? I forget. Basta there's this one show na parang, there's a specific spirit that comes from Japan na pumuntang Korea. Ang ganda, no?
Parang may mga ganun niya.
Oo, so they need to get like a Japanese shaman to deal with it.
That's why they have, parang na, ang pagkaintindi ko, yung mga shaman, Buddhist culture sa kanila. Kaya may mga demons ang Japanese, diba? Pero sa Korea, I'm not sure if they do, pero mas prominent yung mga Japanese demons. Kasi, literal, they mingle with the people. Gets? Kaya sila shapeshifters. In fact, yung anima, yung Gisune. Yeah. They say that it's actually fox. Kitsune. Kitsune is actually fox in Japan. And shapeshifter siya. So, kumbaga, powerful demon. So, kumbaga, meron talagang mga established facts that I guess hindi lang din talaga natin alam. Pero very natural na yun sa kanila. Hindi ko alam kung baka kaya din nila.
Well naman na fox yung si Gisune. Parang clear naman siya.
De, pero iniisip ko lang on that thought. Hindi ko lang alam kung baka din hindi nila naisip na i-explain. Kasi ganun lang siya ka normal or top of mind kind of knowledge for them. That they don't need to like, you know, himay and explain to the audience because...
But that was very clear for me. Like siya, kasi yung may mga fox right there and then they already said, yeah, the eyes of the fox. So that was clear. Sa akin talaga, yung pinaka-unclear na part was really biglang yung grave diggers na apparently ang ginagawa pala nila, nalaman ko kanina, kaka-search ko, hindi sila nagdidig ng graves. They were looking for the irons, yung spine na nilagay ng mga Hapon na parang, huh? Na-explain ba yun? Nakatulog ba ako? Hindi ko alam na may ganun pala siyang aspect.
Oo, in-explain yun. Oo.
In-explain
siya. Oo. In-explain siya nung monk dun sa temple.
Alam mo, may na-realize ako. I really do think na parang they explained a lot of things. They just didn't explain it well.
Kasi
parang it feels like it. Kasi it feels like we're like, grabbing at things, alam mo yun?
And but possible din kasi, actually, agree. And possible din kasi dahil hindi natin alam yung mundong to. Like, kunwari, ako narinig ko na naghahanap sila nung metal rods. Tapos hindi nyo siya na-catch. Gets? Parang hindi siya natural na kwento in our heads. Kaya hindi natin napipick up, gets? Unlike, like, kung kunwari, it's a film about, say, tikbalang. Like, the littlest things ang dali i-process. Like, kung kunwari, may makita tayong garlic, whatever. Parang, napaprocess na natin our head because ingrained na siya on what it's about. Mm-hmm. Pero ito, dahil nga, tas, syempre, may iba pa yung language, alam mo yon. Hindi siya madali, or madali siyang mamiss. Parang hindi natin madaling na-realize na shit, important pala yung detail na yon. Mga ganun ba?
Yes.
O sige, napag-uusapan na rin natin to, like the metal rods and all of that. Because another one of the themes that was also very clear is yung sa borders. Because it was also about like the South Korea versus North Korea or like how it's been divided. And also yun nga, about Japan versus Korea. And also even the border of like the world in the physical realm and the world in the spiritual realm. So, madami silang parang pinakita na parang maybe straddling those borders. People who would actually cross. Nandun din kay Grandpa Park na nagbigay ng loyalty sa mga Japanese. And then, again, yung pagiging shaman, like straddling those worlds. And very clear yung theme ng pagbo-borders, ng borders dito sa film na to. So, pagdating dito sa film, ano yung, when it comes to like borders, I think we discussed a lot about it, talking about how Korea and Japan, which is obviously central to the second arc of the story. Nakatulong ba to sa pag-push nung narrative nila? Para sa inyo ba, ano ba yung pinaka-main na theme na yun ba da? Parang kasi ako personally, yung pinaka-end niya is okay, unification, identity. Parang ganun. So parang, was the border thing even very important in pushing that narrative?
Alam mo, now that we're talking about it, and I appreciate that you brought up borders, because it now, I don't know, just in my head, parang it makes sense, in a way, why they tried to explain their history through shamanism. Kasi shamanism is like, you know, death and present. Death, present. Mm-mm. That line. And then, in their history, there's also that line. There's also a black and white. There's also a line between Korea and South Korea. Alam mo yun? Yeah. And for me, ang nag-resonate sa utak ko ngayon is, that line is so fucking thin. Yun na sa utak ko ngayon. They're separated by that one small line. North and South Korea by that one line.
Shit, ang ganda.
Alam mo yun? And then, you know, shamanism, you know, death and life, you know, you can be alive and then you're dead. Alam mo yun? Yes. And then there's also all these entities in this, like, small little part.
Correct.
The shamans, the human beings, and those who are dead. And then the thing is, the ones who are dead represent the, in this case, in this movie's case, yung mga hapon. So parang kumbaga may historical link pa rin ulit tuloy siya. Na, alam mo yun, parang it yung specific characterization na kailangan Japanese general pa siya. Tapos isang Korean traitor. And then sila yung ghosts. Alam mo yun? And they're all in this like line. And
sila then you have these patay.
And then you have these Korean shamans. And they're all battling in the middle. For these two things to kind of parang
harmonize, to be in balance.
Alam mo yun? Parang may ganun. So,
meron... Yes, sorry. Unaan ko lang. I guess meron din palang hopeful messaging. Kasi parang... Yun nga, being able to balance. I mean, done. Like, closed book, they were able to resolve the anima problem. And then ang ending was the wedding.
Which wasn't in balance for me, honestly.
Pero now, with this conversation though, na them being a family, and then parang meron, di ba meron pang ano, yung, kasi so kinasal yung anak ni Sanduk, Kim Sanduk, and then tinatawag niya yung tatlong Ghostbusters na, oy, sumama kayo dito, pamilya din kayo. Tapos meron pang, ayoko, family lang yan. Hindi, sige, family naman tayo. Parang may ganunan. Parang, I don't know, super cheesy, pero di ba parang may onting call to unify tayo. Kasi them beating, them figuring out how to take out the anima. It's basically, okay, yung metal rods kasi, yun yung ano eh, linagay yon ng mga Japanese shamans kasi nagalit sila nung natalo sila ng mga Koreans dun sa very first war, nung first time nilang sinakop kasi yung Korean, natalo sila. So, out of spite, they put those pegs, those rods, para ma-disrupt yung balance ng flow of energies, whatever, whatever, para mag-fail yung Korea. Parang ganun. Kaya nila pro-protect yung anima kasi yun yung very last rod. Kasi, kumbaga, ayaw nila magpatalo. Gusto nila forever may downfall yung Korea kasi tinalo nila sila. And then the fact na they were able to solve that, kumbaga, parang may, sa kwento, parang dahil natanggal nila yung tinik. So, ibig sabihin, mas okay na ba yung flow ng Korea? Pero syempre hindi nila mapapakita yon kasi hindi pa sila unified, 'di ba? So pinakita na lang nila in that very very simple scene of the wedding na parang we are family, parang ganon. Very cheesy, pero parang i-accept ko kung ganun talaga yung intention ng kwento. Like if it's all about that the history of Korea and like the fine line between the past and the present, or maybe even the future, alam mo yun. And what they really want for this country, diba? So, it's nice.
And I really love what Chansey said about yung dun din sa mga borders. Like, ang dami kong biglang tumakbo sa utak ko because also like with their culture is about the yin and yang. That's also mm-mm. important in like yun nga balance and all of that. Mm-mm. And also the importance of the gray area bigla mm-mm. na parang okay that very mm-mm. thin gray area. Sometimes you really need to go there to go to, as what Monica pointed out, to that unity, to that family, to mm-mm. ano. Kasi parang wow. I did not expect na biglang magiging ganito yung discussion, but anyway, the film was deep enough. But like with everything that's happening in the world right now, these are all about freaking borders that they're all fighting about, right?
Wow. Actually,
we are also such victims of this right now, our country. But like, alam mo yun, parang i-cross lang, mag-usap lang ng maayos. Pwede yung mag-unify. Ha, okay, anyway, correct. Parang masyado na ako nadadala na ano emotion ko. But yeah, wow, that parang... Ang dami ko biglang na-realize because of like this conversation. So I love it. Thank you.
Siguro ano lang, siguro to add on to the borders discussion and where, as we are discussing, where it is lacking. Parang feeling ko lang kasi, again, with what I also parang thought of like in terms of the balancing act of it. Parang if the intention was reunification. Parang may ganun ako na feel eh. Parang yun yung gusto nilang mangyari eh. Alam mo yun? Especially since mm-hmm. they mentioned pa North Korea. Para siguro yung kulang lang sa akin is more... I gets ko yung sinasabi mo, Mon, na parang that last scene, they needed that para to make things better. Alam mo yun? And not just for the North and South, but then kasi nga yung pole na yun is parang, you know, creating that vile environment eh. Yeah. Not just for the country, but for the individual characters. So them having that moment is also resolving their own conflicts with themselves. Ayun. Mm-hmm. And, now that I'm mentioning it, wala sila masyadong conflict, no? Yung conflict nila is with the ano, pero wala sila masyadong internal conflict. Yung may internal conflict lang si Minshik, actually. Kasi parang yung clear, kasi na kailangan niya ng pere.
Oo. Pero connected pa rin siya sa main story, kasi iniisip niya yung future ng anak niya ng na anak buntis. Niya. So, iniisip niya yung future ng generations ng pamilya niya.
Yun nga
So, na nabuntis ng isang hindi Korean. German. I don't want like a blonde, blue-eyed ano baby. May ganun pa.
Oo. May ganun ano, parang patriotic sentiments, I guess. Alam mo yan. So, parang siguro for me, kung if we're talking borders and the yin and yang of everything else, maybe... an ending that would have satisfied more of a showing of that balance. Kasi it feels, for sure, parang it offers like hope, it offers a better future, but it only offers it to a particular side. So parang, I mean, it's gonna be like whole fucking long ass film. Alam mo yan? And like, sobrang isang malaking script rewrite siya. But, yun lang yun sa akin. Parang like, if I had an ideal Exuma film, maybe it would have that kind of like more balanced ending that shows not just them but also the other side. You know what I mean?
I feel though, like, yung naisip ko naman on that, going to when you were saying that hindi talaga masyadong napakita yung mga internal conflicts. Parang hindi natin kita yung mga kwento nila as people. Nakita lang natin sila as shamans. So basically, they're like the communicators that can go from this side to the other. And at the same time, I really, really liked in this film din kasi I really, really like how they also portrayed the shamans as normal people. Yes. Like how they showed go on in spin class and alam yon bonggil in doing weights and then si funeral director may gambling on the side, yung mga ganun ba. Correct. Parang may pinapakita silang little bits of their life na not as a shaman, so that nakikita din natin na normal people din naman tong mga to. So kaya enough na rin sa akin for me yung wedding, kasi parang yun yung pangtuhog doon. Nakita natin sila as normal, real people.
Uh-oh.
And them ending with, on a hopeful note, on a messaging of unification. Pero,
naka-focus on their story as or on that side of them as real people. Mm-mm. Parang ang ganda, may balance din siya for me na yun yung ending na they decided on.
Yes. Just to emphasize kung gaano sila ka-human, alam nyo ba na pagkatapos nilang i-exhume yung second grave na second na coffin na sobrang laki. So napagod sila. Na dapat nung gabing yun, parang gagawa na nila ng ritual dapat, 'di ba, para ma-expel. Parang tulog na lang tayo. Parang ganun. Dinala na natin sa temple, 'di ba?
Correct. Nag-noodles pa sila.
Kain muna tayo. Ngayon na ba? Hindi, tulog na muna tayo. Ayan. Natulog. Uh-oh. Tapos noon, ayan, inatake tuloy sila.
Actually, medyo yung bubog ko sa kanila. Minsan iniisip ko parang like, shouldn't you know this? Parang like, isn't this basic in your language, you know?
Like, parang hindi pa ba enough na ang laki ng kabaong, 'di ba, mag-panic tayo? Huwag na tayo kumain, guys.
Fun fact, the guy who played the giant is actually a 9-footer actor. Can you believe? Ganun siya katangkad. So guys, Korean siya. Korean talaga siya.
Basketball player ba siya?
Hindi ko alam actually. Pero kung naririnig nyo to, i-research you guys. Kasi nakakawindang talaga pag makikita mo yung cast photos.
Oo.
Parang normal. I mean, kumbaga parang medyo patag na height. Tapos biglang may boom. Uh-oh. As in, ang laking peak talaga. Kasi ang tangkad niya talaga.
Shout out natin.
Ang galing pa, apparently, like, may para, what do you call that? Para may historical record saying that one of the higher ranking officers in Japan, nung samurai Japan, matangkad talaga siya. He was described as a very gigantic. Hindi ko alam kung ano lang siya, gigantic personality or matangkad lang talaga siya. Pero para most likely, dun nakapeg yung character.
Taller than average.
Kaya, super laki niyang kalaban.
Alam mo, ang balita ko din, yung up and yung isa pang actor na running for this role is si Kwang Soo.
Okay. Sorry. You're gonna get some joke. Gets ko na.
Ang hirap, no? Bigaan lang.
Correct.
Sobrang laki, no? Ano, ghost. Anong anima.
Sorry.
Maseryoso.
Hindi lumalabas kasi hindi ko kasi wala dito sa lumalabas sa akin kung anong pangalan niya. Ipo-post na lang namin on our Instagram para makita niyo rin yung photo niya outside of the scary anima makeup and all of that. Okay. So, I think eto na, time mag-wrap up na tayo. Ano na yung inyong final thoughts about this film? Sige, pwedeng ako naman yung mauna. And then Chansey and then Mon. Final thoughts about the film. It was really well made. Like, it's such a great watch. It's pretty interesting. Kinaya ko namang kumain ng popcorn kahit na horror siya. And it's a lot to think about. May mga lacking, but I guess forgivable in the greater scheme of things. Ayun. Parang naging messy lang talaga sa akin yung second part. Okay, you, Trance.
Me. I guess similar sentiments. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a great film to watch. And if it creates conversation, makes you want to do research, then that is A+ for me. And that film did it for us talaga. I mean, the fact that we already an hour into it, we didn't even finish what we're supposed to be saying.
Yeah.
Having discussion means like we still have a lot to say. So yun yung nakakatuwa. I mean, anything that creates discussion and make people talk about it. I mean, it opens, as Mon said earlier, doors nga to Korean culture apart from what we know lang. Like, yung mga like rom-coms and stuff. You know, going deeper into who they are, you know, and really understanding where they are coming from sa mga napapanood natin at napapakinggan natin. Then that is great. So, thank you so much sa mga gumawa po ng pelikulang to. And honestly, I feel like there's gonna be a part 2. So, there's that feeling.
Could be. Para they deal with different coffins, vile burial grounds naman, ganun.
Correct. Ano na pala sila? Mga like, I'm sure may mga metal rods pa na nakakalat dun. Baka yun na yung eventual
sa north naman
goal nila. Or meron silang north, northern counterpart. Diba? Parang moving lang, di ba? May northern...
at first, inisip ko, okay, yes, horror genre siya. But more of because it's like a spiritual, there's like a spiritual fear involved in it because, you know, we can't control the other side. Kumbaga, ang alam lang kasi natin is the, yung side na alam natin, yung human side, yung reality. So parang nakatakot din naman talaga isipin na merong kabilang mundo at hindi natin alam kung paano tayo na-affect by them, by it, and it's a kind of fear na nakakatakot talaga. So parang sakto naman na horror genre talaga siya.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, kaya ako siya kinu-question kasi hindi talaga ako natakot in this film eh. Ito yung yung kinatakutan ko talaga eh, yung entering that world and realizing na may ganung klaseng mundo. But then after this conversation, naisip ko rin, oh my gosh, baka din possible din that the horror, this kind of horror is also the kind of horror na alam mo yung masamang pinagdaanan ng mga Koreans for so long at binuhos nila to sa kwentong ganito. Kasi halatang halata yung bubog nila eh. Alam mo yun?
Yeah,
at least by the storytellers, the filmmakers. So it's the kind of horror that's actually born out of sadness, out of, you know, disappointment, out of like, you know, not out of feeling na they didn't have like the best past, parang ganon. So niisip ko, shit, para mas lumalim din pala yung pagka-horror nito, especially, and maybe that's why very resonating yung mga Korean audience towards this, kasi na-feel talaga nila yung identity, yung borders, everything that we discussed. So with that, I feel like in a way this could be, I don't know if it's an important film, but it's a film that is nice to have to keep people, especially the Koreans, for them to be always reminded of the situation, basically. Parang meron siyang messaging na huwag kayong mabibigo. Pwede pa, kaya pa, parang ganon. Like, we can still solve this. So may ganon pala silang sentiment. And in a way, that's a very, very, I'm sure we're aware na may ganon namang sentiment most Koreans, most South Koreans. Pero, syempre, hindi tayo fully aware kasi hindi naman tayo Korean. So it's nice to know that merong mga ganitong klaseng pelikula that maybe helps them process. So kumbaga, ito yung medyo may pagka never forget kind of thing for them. I don't know. Ayun. I thank you, Bao.
Okay, so now it's time for our one-line review. Gawin natin to by age. Mag-start tayo sa ating uni na si Monica and me, the middle child. Middle child?
Middle child!
And our dongseng na si Trency. Okay. Good. Okay.
So for my one-line review of Eczema, it leaves a lingering fear that explores the spiritual concepts I know not much about and a thirst for more understanding about the culture and history involved. Sorry, can I do that again? May hihirit pa sana ako. Oo, kaya nag-stop kasi ako dahil parang, ay shit, 2 sentence na yun.
Ikaw naman mali. Bahalang mag-layout sa art card.
Correct.
I-edit mo na lang pagkatapos.
I-edit
Shit. Okay, so here's my one-liner review. Kim Go-eun shines in this thrilling film that dug deep into depths that were seemingly left unexplored in the story. Okay, Chancy.
Okay, me. Come in for the Shaman Showcase, but leave with a glimpse of South Korea's painful history that will make you want to learn more.
Yes! Education is important.
In check, cases, check, not check, just with check. South Korea, but in all of our histories.
Ay, nako,
whether
history.
As a people or personal, never forget.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Hashtag. Okay, and now, nandito na tayo sa aming part ng aming show kung saan kami ay maglalaro ng game. Alam ko, medyo serious ang aming mga usapan kanina. I hope that you guys enjoyed our conversation. And kung meron kayong gustong i-add, please, i-message nyo kami. We're on our socials. We're on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And kung gusto niyo rin mag-comment dito sa aming Spotify or on YouTube, pag-usapan natin kasi sobrang dami pang layers na hindi namin nasasabi. So, tara, madami pa kaming space para pag-usapan lahat ito. Pero, mm-hmm, ito na nga. Para naman, ang ending natin ay medyo may banlaw din tayo. Correct. Ay maglalaro naman tayo ng isa sa mga napakamahalagang theme sa story. Balance.
Yes!
Akala ko sabihin mo, asin. Banlaw.
Banlaw na asin. Ganyan. Oras na para sa ating balance game. Okay? Uh-huh. So, yung pinaka-first natin na balance game. So, kung hindi niyo alam, gagawin lang, pipili lang kayo. I'll just say two things and then just choose one. Dahil okay, maiksi lang naman to, pwede naman kayo mag-explain ng maiksi kung bakit yon ang inyong sagot. Okay, gotcha. For our first question, gawin naman natin baliktad from Trency and then me and then Monica. So, pili kayo. A 9-foot monster or a monster that you cannot see?
Tool to love? Anong context?
In general, ano bang monster para sa'yo? Kung yung monster ay parang
Monster X? Then fear?
Monster X?
Oo.
Johanny!
Okay, 9-foot monster or monster X? Oh my God, kinikilabutan ako. Wait lang. Monster I can't see and touch and hear. Tama ba? Can't see, can't touch, can hear?
Oo. Ay,
can smell.
Can see lang.
Mahahawa ka ba
niya? Can see lang. So, spirit pa rin siya. Pero you can see.
Ikaw para bahala ganun? Kung ano yung interpretation mo dun sa monster.
Ah, okay.
Kung spirit ba siya.
Oh, sige.
Kung...
Okay, I'll
pero
go
hindi
with
mo siya nakikita.
Monster I can't see.
Ooh.
Mag-explain ka ba?
Nina, okay na yun. Kailan ko ba explain?
Hindi naman. Okay, okay, sige, go. Okay. O, ako next. Ako ang pipiliin ko, 9-foot monster. Iko-confront ko kung ano man yung monster na yan, kailangan ko siyang makita. Mon.
As a Taurus, aka a sigurista, I would rather see what I need to see. I would rather see my fears, the monsters of my heart. What? Of my
wow
thoughts. So yes, 9-foot monster.
Grabe. Parang halos twice our height na siya. Ish.
Correct.
Huwag tayo mag-math. Okay. Dito naman sa ating next na category, ako naman mauna. Me, then Mon, then Trency. Ang ating okay tanong ay, black and white or gray area?
Ooh.
Nahirapan ako sa tanong ko. Hindi. Black and white. Gusto ko klaro. Okay.
Ako na ba?
Yes. Hmm.
Also, as a Taurus, black and white, dahil sigurista nga eh.
Tama. Trency.
Ako ano? Ako gray area girl. Ako, I appreciate the gray area. More people should be there.
Join me. Ganon.
Join me. As a shaman.
Ano yung longitude and latitude nung ano mo, gray area mo?
35 degree latitude, 23 degree longitude. Tama ba? Ganun ba mag-compute?
Oo.
Hanapin natin yan.
Hindi ko alam kung saan
in the world ka mapapagpad.
Correct. Baka nandun yung true love ko.
Oo nga.
Basta ang alam ko, yung 127, kaya NCT 127, kasi 127 yung nasan yung Korea. Kung longitude or
longitude. Ah, talaga?
Sure. Pero basta 127 daw.
Oh, dapat pala, yeah, no? 127 pala yung akin.
Oh. Or baka ano siya, color code. Country code. Di ba?
Tawagan natin, check natin mamaya. Okay, para sa ating last question, ito naman ay Monica, then me, then Trency. Pili kayo ng isa. Lido yun. Sa'yo na siya. Okay? Pero, pili ka lang kung anong klase. Yung Lido yun na kumakain ng buhay na isda. Mm. Or, Lido yun na sumusuka ng dugo.
Mon.
Parate.
Oo. Ay, hindi naman parate, hindi man 24/7. Pero parang, sabi natin every hour on the hour kailangan susuka siya ng dugo or
kakain
every hour on the hour kailangan niya ng buhay na isda to survive.
Ako, I will choose Lido yun and isda. Tapos, ima-mindset ko na lang na kumakain lang siya ng sushi.
Correct.
Kahit na yung ulo kompleto, ah.
Oo, oh, kinakain din naman, oh, ng ulo, di ba?
Naro?
Uh-huh.
Naro?
Kailangan i-blender.
God, it was gross.
May preparation. Uh-oh. Ganyan. Kinilaw. Ganyan. Ako, oo, mas gusto ko rin yung kumakain ng buhay na isda. I am not good yung sa mga in-excrete. Parang, uh-oh, oh no, yeah, and it's so dirty. Oh no,
correct.
Oh my God. Mas madaling linisin yung isda kaysa sa, uh-oh, dugo.
Correct.
Pogi nililiyo yun. Okay, Trancy, ikaw.
Ako din, parang, pag nagsusuka siyang dugo, ibig sabihin, ako yung maglilinis ng dugo kasi sa akin na siya eh.
Oh,
sa akin,
oh,
siya,
oh,
nakatira. Oh, so, ibig sabihin, yung condo, babalutin kong plastic, ganun, or may bucket parati dyan ng dugo. Tsaka, I mean, unless may kaibigan akong shaman na kailangan ng dugo. Parang dugo lang kabayo, ganun, for all the rituals. But my answer,
dugo
na,
ni Lido yun.
Dugo ni Lido yun. Ako, mahal yun paglagay sa black market.
Oo.
For the sasengs out there. pero ang ako, ang preference ko is Lido yun eating fish. Kasi, same as Monica, sentiment, parang sashimi, it is. And at the same time, pwede ko lang sabihin na he was raised by dolphins.
Oh, cute.
Was raised in Ocean Park.
Oh, because I can see him like that. Ay, a baby Lido yun.
Mm. Oh.
Like with dolphins. Tapos nagawa rin siya ng sound. Ano ba yun?
Hindi, tsaka to add, paano kung ang isda na gusto niya is yung maliliit lang, mga dilis. O di, madali lang.
Correct.
Diba? Meron lang akong maliit na ano, little pocket, ano, mm-hmm, Ziploc bag of live fish I can put in my bag for, yes, when he needs it. Mm-hmm.
At para saan pang nasa Pilipinas tayo, di ba?
Exactly.
Para, come on.
Actually, yung ating ba? Marine biodiversity here.
Right? Meron pa tayong version. Ano gusto mo? Tuyo? Ganyan.
Eh, paano kung ang preference
or
niya?
Or tuna.
Kung yun, oh, nga, eh. Paano ang preference niya, tuna, girl? Tapos kakain niyo ng buo.
Okay lang. O, punta kami ng Jensan. Sarap.
Manny
Shout
Pacquiao.
Shout out sa mga taga-Jensan. Yes.
Shout out,
okay, man. So that's our episode. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yay.
Sana nag-enjoy kayo, napaisip kayo, research, mm-hmm, kayo, usap tayo. Kung shaman kayo, kasi yung mga shaman may bagong pangalan yan eh. Kasi parang, ano yan, parang out with the old, in with the new.
Oo,
diba? So kung shaman kayo, bakit?
ako, ano? Yung may tanong?
Oh.
Kung shaman kami, bakit? Hindi, kasi I wanna cater to the 1%. Hello, pinakita naman nila kung gano'ng kalaki yung income nila dun. $500,000. Come on.
For one project.
For one project.
Tapos
go.
Kinumpit pala na dahil cut nila yon. So, ibig
exactly
sabihin, meron pang cut si Goon. So, mas malaki pa yung babayaran nila.
Sabi natin mga $2 million yung kinita nila. Tapos, ano pa sila, libreng airfare papuntang California.
Correct.
First class pa.
Mm. First class.
Let's go. So, yon, money.
So, hello sa mga shaman. Kung kailangan nyo na friends.
Yeah, hello.
Willing to eat raw fish.
Correct, for you.